Welcome to 98.1 KZE. This afternoon, we have the pleasure of speaking with Mary Burdett, Assistant Director at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. Welcome to 98.1 KZE, Mary.
Hey, thanks, Faith. It's really my pleasure. So, happy to talk with you about Gray Fox and anything.
Oh, well, watch out there. My kids always say, okay, Mom, you only get 10 questions. That's enough because I have so many questions every day. So, so how's it going getting ready? It's the final countdown, 3 days, right?
Yes, we open our gates at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning for campers. So there will be a whole mess of people lined up on the roads around here, or next to the roads, waiting to get in. And we open the gates at 7, and then it's like we get the party started. So right now we're getting the site ready. You know, we have to bring everything in because it's a farmer's field. It belongs to the Walsh family, and we're grateful to be able to use it. Yeah, so, and then the music actually starts on Thursday at noon, so.
Yeah, and you have an incredible lineup this year. What are you especially excited about?
You know, boy, that's really a hard question. You know, we have, like, big name headliners who are, like, Jerry Douglas is our artist in residence for the second year, and he's actually bringing his band back, you know, with him this year to play on Friday night. And he's a 14-time Grammy winner, so he's just a huge talent and fun guy. Mm-hmm. And what he's going to be doing is playing with his own band, but also, like, when certain bands are on the stage, he's just going to be over there and going, can I play a tune with you? Mm-hmm. And he'll, like, just hop out and play a tune with various bands. And
that's so cool.
Could be everybody from, you know, I can't tell you for sure, but it might be Del McCurry, it might be the String Dusters, and so on and so forth. So he's just going to be, last year when he did it, he said that he needed a catapult to get from stage to stage, because we do have 6 stages.
Wow.
And, you know, he basically was around at almost all of them anyway. Pretty much all of them. So a lot of fun in the works. And and we just really love Jerry. He kind of walks on water.
Nice.
And we're very excited about the infamous String Dusters, mm-hmm. Also Grammy winners. And they have a following that is sort of like the Grateful Dead following.
Wow.
Like, people travel to see them wherever they play. So they will be here Friday. And let's see, Thursday, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy from Cape Breton.
Mm-hmm.
They're both wonderful, wonderful Cape Breton fiddlers. And we're really excited. They had to cancel last year, so everybody was super, you know, super disappointed. And now, you know, they're coming, and that'll be a great show.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Gee, yeah. So we have a main stage, which we call High Meadow, and we also have the Catskill stage. And on the Catskill stage, closing the night on Thursday, is Scythian. And that's sort of a cross between a Celtic band and a Ukrainian. They have Ukrainian backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of rock and rollish. So, you know, it's like, hold on to your hats, because the dance stage will be just, the scenes will be coming apart.
That's awesome.
And that's just the beginning of the week. So,
wow. Yes.
You can stop me anytime.
No,
I'll,
I love
I'll,
it. It's
I'll
so
let
cool
you,
to learn.
I'll let you come in.
Of course, I know many of, you know, Sam Bush and Infamous String Dusters and Yonder Mountain and really just a whole incredible lineup. Jerry Douglas. And and there are new folks also that are exciting.
Yeah.
I actually saw AJ Lee and Blue Summit last year. They were here in Red Hook playing, and they were wonderful. The kind of thing that takes your breath away. It was lovely.
Yeah, we're one of the things that we love doing at Grey Fox is introducing our literally rabid fans to new talent that we haven't had before. Mm-hmm. And there's like a huge handful of them coming for the first time, like AJ Lee and Blue Summit, love them. And a band from Wisconsin called, very strange name, Chicken Wire Empire. They kind of, you know, they play all sorts of stuff, but I also know that they'll be doing some like tried and true songs that are associated with the Grateful Dead. We also have an emerging artist showcase, and people like bands from around the country, actually the world, compete. You know, they send in their applications, and we have dozens of them, and we choose just about six every year, and those will be really great. We've got a band, Pictrola from Virginia, Poor Monroe from Connecticut, Fog Holler from Oregon. They just wrapped up a 2-month tour in Europe, which they wrote about, and it was great. And a band called On the Trail, that's from Massachusetts, Connecticut. I think some players might be from Vermont. Yeah, so we're really excited about that.
That is really exciting. You have a lot of different diverse things going on in one space. How beautiful. And I, in perusing the website, also saw that you have yoga every day, which is very popular. I'd love to hear about that. That's so cool.
Yeah, the day starts out actually with a short meditation session, and that is done by the director of the Greater Boston Contemplative Society or something like that, and his name is Noel Coakley, and he comes every year and does that, and then that's followed by the yoga, and what's normally the dance tent has a big wooden floor on it, and that dance tent will be filled with people's mats and blankets and to overflowing, and they'll be around the big stage. And what's really fun about this particular yoga is that it's really accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. So you can do the parts that you want to do and then, you know, stretch as much as you can or as much as you want. And it's all to live music with people who come in to serenade. It's just like very soothing music going on in the background, and it's live, and they take cues from Lucy, the meditation teacher, and it's really fun.
It sounds amazing. Wow. Well, thank you so much for telling us about this incredible festival. I promise I will make it one day and not just hear everybody else's great stories. And I hope it's really fun, and I hope you have nice weather. I know that you're going to have great camaraderie no matter what. And
thanks. And I just wanted to mention the amazing stuff that we have for kids and families. Oh. It's really a very family-friendly festival. And if people go online, they can go to the family stage, see who's going to be there, and also see the schedule for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday even.
Yeah, the schedule and all the players, pictures of all the players, and mm-hmm. everything going on in the family tent, including Steve Charney, the ventriloquist, who's a personal favorite. Everything's online at greyfoxbluegrass.com. And don't forget the KZE is selling discounted tickets here. And we wish you all the best. Thank you so, so much for sharing your time with me today.
Thank you. It's been great partnering for many years with KZE. We love your station.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We love you guys. And many of our listeners are huge fans and devotees of Grey Fox Bluegrass mm-hmm. Festival. So,
for sure.
It's a really fun thing for all of us. So, thanks again so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks, Faith.
All right. Talk with you later.
Okay. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much to this afternoon's guest, Mary Burdett, Assistant Director of the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival that is happening Wednesday, July 12th through Sunday, July 16th. Check it out at greyfoxbluegrass.com. And don't forget, KZE is selling discounted day passes for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Check it out online at WKZE.com. And now here's a tune from Steep Canyon Rangers, 98.1 KZE.